Well, as I said, TxDOT has been spending its share of time in the public eye. But this is a place about big challenges, not big excuses. And I'm convinced that this team that we have put together can handle the heat. You know, Doug, road builders are cut from a different cloth, I've come to understand and admire and respect. It takes a person of vision to look at a state, particularly a state as big as Texas, analyze the growth trends, understand the infrastructure needs, and offer a plan to move people around. People who haven't been born yet. And that kind of planning sometimes can puzzle individuals with limited perspective. As you know, my good friend Rick Williamson was such a visionary. Robert, you worked with him both on the commission as is the Senate. You understand instinctively the visionary part of that individual. That vision often put him at cross purposes with those who viewed our state's infrastructure needs through the lenses of a 2-year prism instead of a 20 or a 30 or a 40-year prism. And with his passing, we certainly lost a clear and a passionate voice. But the challenges that he vigorously fought to overcome have not gone away. If anything, those challenges have grown larger. At this moment in time, we find ourselves at a crossroads. Our population continues to grow at approximately 1,500 people every day. For you Aggies out there in the crowd, that means that we can fill up Kyle Field with newcomers every 55 days. Fill her up 66 times over the next 10 years. That's a whole bunch of people. That's a whole bunch of people with a whole bunch of needs. But that's not the only factor at play here. We're also dealing with a funding crisis brought on with a less than reliable federal gas tax system. Inflation at the national level impacts everything from material to labor. And the fact is that the bonds that we passed in 2003 have been spent. As of right now, TxDOT construction lettings are projected to be half of what they were in 2005. That's not what I call progress. That's what I call a problem. Now, most of you know I travel around this state and around this country. And one of the things I really enjoy doing, John, is bragging about the Texas economy. Texas is leading the nation in job growth. It's been voted the top state in the nation to do business. Just yesterday, I read an article that we are now the leading state in the nation for corporate headquarters, passing up our friends in New York. Passed up California for that. Now, you think I don't let my buddies, the governors of those respective states, know about that when we get together? Companies are moving to Texas. They're moving to Texas in droves. They're creating thousands of new jobs for our people, investing billions in our economy. And if we can't find a way to move their goods, their services, their workers around in a safe and an equitable fashion, they're going to leave just as fast as they came. The simple truth is, when it comes to roads, we need more of them. Because I'm sure as heck not going to be telling anybody, don't move your business to Texas. I'm going to keep working hard to share with people why they need to come to this state, why the economy of Texas is a place that they can come and they can expect to have a reasonable chance to have a really good return on their investment. Those jobs mean something. They mean something for the average Texas family. It means income because of the jobs it's created. It means tax revenues for the local communities. It is a continual rising economic tide that we've created in this state. And good roads means a better quality of life for our citizens. You know, unfortunately, folks on various sides of the issue have lost sight of these simple facts that I've just stated. Too often, we have seen the issue of road construction driven by emotion rather than by reason. And when this happens, honest debate is stifled, and solutions are sacrificed on the altar of politics. Now, just a few years ago, we made significant progress on the challenge of building our transportation infrastructure. I would argue, in fact, that we changed the ages-old paradigm of how Texas infrastructure was built. We brought local communities to the table through our regional planning authorities. We instituted bonding to allow those local authorities to leverage toll roads and make their tax dollars go even further. We invited the private sector into the conversation for market-driven solutions to our funding challenge. This was progress, and it works. I want everyone within earshot to understand that we cannot assume that this problem will fix itself. And while I'm looking forward to addressing this issue when the legislature meets in 2009, the state cannot afford to repeat 2007. Members of the legislature must understand that no is not a solution to this challenge. It is an abdication of responsibility. Instead, we need to innovate. We need to have thoughtful debate. We need to bring all the ideas to the table to tackle the overwhelming need our state faces. And you know what? We already have some pretty interesting, innovative ideas on the table. A decade ago, if I would have told you that there was a way to pay for all the roads you wanted, if I had talked about a group of people who were just dying to compete for the chance to spend their money to build your roads, you'd probably tell me that I would lost my mind. With all of your experience in financing and building roads, you would have thought such a thing too good to be true. But it is true. There are many, many financial institutions out there ready and willing to invest in Texas roads, willing to pay for the roads we need, but we can't afford. In exchange for the opportunity to recover their investment and make a profit over time. In fact, last month, United States Transportation Secretary Mary Peters publicly estimated that there were roughly $400 billion in private money available worldwide for public infrastructure projects. $400 billion. In Texas, we pursue private money to build our communications infrastructure. We leverage private money to build our rail infrastructure. And we welcome private investment from overseas if it means putting in a new Samsung plant or a new Toyota manufacturing facility. So why in the world shouldn't we pursue private funds to help us build roads? I am convinced that private dollars administered through private-public partnerships are a significant part of the answer to our transportation infrastructure needs. I also believe the legislature should break its addiction to the gas tax money and insist that every dime of it be spent on transportation and transportation alone. That'll be a great step. But Ned, it'll be a great first step. We Texans are at the wheel of a powerhouse economy. It's racing forward at record speeds. We see that growth accelerate. Our needs do as well. We do not fulfill the public trust if we waste our time arguing over millions when our needs are in billions. We're stepping over a dollar to pick up a dime. We're hurting our state in the process. So we need to innovate. And I'll step up and say it's possible. We hadn't thought of everything yet. We haven't found every single solution to our infrastructure challenges. My point with saying that is the door is open. If you got an idea, bring it to us and let us look at it. Robert, I know for a fact, I mean, you and the members of the Senate are open to those ideas. Bring them to us. Let us take a look. Let's find the things that work. Let's work together. Step up. As a matter of fact, I'm really intrigued with what Senator Ogden has laid out. One of his ideas of finding a way to give our Texas pension funds first chance to invest in Texas roads. I think the idea is absolutely loaded with promise. And as the next session approaches, I look forward to discussing it, finding ways to fund our road construction with those pension funds and other ideas. I think the senator's creativity is a great example of how to approach the issue. And I also believe that additional bonding can be a part of a greater solution. However, until the greater solution comes along, until we agree on what that greater solution is, and that is a long-term strategy to our transportation infrastructure needs in this state, becomes very clear. I am not willing to allow this state just to go further into debt. Running up the credit card just pushes back the greater problem for two more years. No more Band-Aids. No more short-term fixes. Texas needs a long-term solution, and a long-term strategy is what we're going to work towards and find. I'm fully committed to working with the legislature to find that long-term sustainable solution. Leaders like Lieutenant Governor Dewhurst and Speaker Craddock have shown that they have what it takes to tackle tough issues that face this state. And we've done it before. James, you've seen us working on the issues like medical malpractice reform, balancing the budget in 2003, finding a solution to school finance. There were a number of those that folks said, you can't find that solution, but we did. And we can find the solution to our long-term transportation infrastructure needs. It's just another great challenge that faces this state. I want to thank all of you for staying engaged in this very difficult process. The work we do together makes a huge difference in this state. And we cannot relent in our quest to solve these challenges. Because what we're talking about here is not just dollars and concrete and projects. We're talking about freedom. We're talking about freedom to move about, to transport goods, to simply travel with your family. This freedom is part of Texas heritage. It's part of our unique history, and we cannot lose sight of this high calling as we wrestle with the details. By advancing towards solutions and ultimately solving this challenge, we're going to make for a better tomorrow for the state that we all love so dear. I encourage you to stay engaged, bring your best ideas to the table, be willing to get a bloody nose once in a while for a noble ideal. Otherwise, we'll just watch the world pass us by as the jobs and the citizens and the investments land in another state under more favorable conditions. You know what? That's never been the Texas way, and God forbid, will we ever let it be. Thank you all for coming and doing what you do. God bless you, and God bless Texas.